AAETL monitoring 851.
W8BD mobile.
Hey, WRO, good morning, Wally.
What's up, bud? Heading towards the office Thursday morning. Time for Wally to teach the class. Class was supposed to start at 8, but the teacher's late.
I know the classroom well. I've been there once.
There you go. But I didn't teach there. So, anyways, what's up, bud? Everything good?
Yeah, sir. Just had the breakfast in the kitchen there. Back on desk duty here. And it was a nice little impromptu Discord session we had last night. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we talked about everything. That was kind of fun.
So is that how the Hoyt phone would be? We can get on the bridge or something like that, same thing?
Identical. Just another means to do that. You look down, you see the light on, and you go, and you just punch in.
All right. Well, looking forward to getting my Cisco device there. They said there's about a 4-day lead time, 3 to 4 day lead time. They must be refurbishing them, you know, as needed. So that's no big deal. It's already paid up. So it's going to be delivered. I already got my extension, which you got, and all is good.
Yeah, talked to Sean a little bit last night after the fact, texting him. He wanted to see the document that I signed to get my other new radio. So I sent it over. I forgot one option that I should have. It's a simple level encryption, so I got to add that to it.
And it's certainly not too late. I mean, you know, it's not like they have it in hand right this minute, right?
No, and then the only thing they have in hand are the Phase 2 ones, and the whole radio, it's like the whole radio is the same. It doesn't matter what. It's just a matter of what software keys you punch into it, and it's basically done with, like, you know, what is it, A through F and 1 through 9 type code, you know, 4 segments of 4, and you put those in, and it turns on that feature. But once that feature is turned on, it can't get turned off.
I predict there's going to be a lot of interest in that radio once you get it. Maybe you can, I don't know, throw it off at a future class or something. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Yeah. We've got February busy. It sounds to me like somebody brought up last night March busy. So, you know, a lot of learning. So, all right, I got to step out. I see all my students are here, so I'll talk to you guys a little bit later. I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'll be back up in the truck about 10:30.
73. 73, Wally. You have a good class there. NAWRO clear as well.
Hey, Dylan.
W8 DOT monitoring.
K8SCR, statewide 1 mobile.
Hey, Dylan.
K8OAX, statewide 1.
K8WUO, go ahead, K8LAX.
Just on the way home through my call out there. What's up?
Not much. Just kind of, you know, I have something on the website for tonight, and I touched base with Mike to see if he wanted to say anything himself, and I think he might have got the wrong idea, like as if I didn't have anything. But he might still want to say something, or he might just have you look at the website, but I don't know. That's all I got for you, mainly.
Copy that. I haven't really been able to check my phone. It was very busy today. Was there a script change, or can I just use the one I have?
You can just use the script you have, but you know how we kind of changed the question to make it a little bit more interactive. So you could, you know, maybe when you get home and you get a second, to look at their website. Give me a buzz on Discord or the cell phone or something, and POC, whatever, and we can chat.
Copy that. I'll, as soon as I get home, it only takes me a few minutes. I'm already at 21, so as soon as I get home, I'll get everything kind of set up the way I need it, and then I'll throw you a call.
Copy that. All right, yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from Mike to see if he wants to weigh in or, you know, say something. If he wants to read the website, if you want to read the website, it doesn't really matter to me. I just kind of wonder, do we even need it, you know? So I'll leave that up to Mike, I think, to figure out. But 73 is for now. How's work, I guess, real quick?
I did not have a trainer today, so I got a brief overview of some stuff that I was going to be doing today, yesterday, and I kind of just sat down and did it alone. I was slow with it, but fairly consistent, I think, and yeah, just kind of did it because both the trainers were pulling 24s in the last couple days, so they had some time off to rest. So I was not thrown to the wolves. That's the wrong wording, but I was definitely kind of doing my own thing today. So it was fun, but it was definitely like, wow, these guys do a lot more than I realize they do.
I can just imagine, you know, it's I know kind of like how our stuff kind of encroaches on their stuff, and you know how involved our stuff can be, but to be where they're at and have kind of a hand in all kinds of different things, that does sound like it would be an eye opener and very interesting. We'll have to hear more about it one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, I'll say 7:30 for now, and once I get to the house, I'll throw you a call, and we'll get everything ironed out before the next, so I'm prepared and everybody's on the same page. So this is KEA-LAX, and I'll be clear on your final if you have one.
KEAWUO, I will be clear.
73.
W-A-E-D Mobile.
Hey, W-R-O, W-A-E-D. Is that you on following?
K-A-J-O, W-A-E-D.
W-A-D-A, K-F-A-D-I-C.
Yeah, what's up, Jack, W-A-E-D.
W8AOR mobile statewide one.
This is KF8EDQ listening to statewide one.
Good evening. I think it was KF8EDU if I caught that right. W8AOR from Muskegon. Good evening.
Good evening, Scott. W8AOR. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta 3 back. Mike and Saginaw, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm warm right now because I'm inside the car. And it's warm in here. Nice and pretty and snowy and slippery out on this side of the state. How about over there in Saginaw?
You know, I haven't done too much driving lately, but the roads are not too bad. You can tell there's ice and snow and some drifts in places here and there. But as long as you don't drive too crazy, you know. It's not too bad. The only driving I did today was I went out and grabbed some kerosene for my garage heater, and that's pretty much the only driving I did. So the roads were clear. I didn't get on the highway at all. The gas station's only a couple miles from the house, so that's all I really been up to since I got out of work. So yeah, what are you up to?
I just came back from the Winter Sports Complex, did a 4K cross-country ski run tonight, and I'm heading back to the house
Yeah, Roger. All right. A 4K. Was it dark by the time that you did it, or you got headlamps on? running out there with C's. I used to do a little bit of that back when I was just a kid, actually, in El Grey. We used to live in El Grey, but there's all these trails you can hit up in here on National Forest. I can't remember all the names of them, but they groom the trails for cross-country skiing and whatnot. It's very nice. Is that the kind of terrain that you have over there?
Yeah, the complex over here is a state park, and all the trails are lit. They have a massive ice skating rink, and then they've got this ice skating thing through the woods. I think it's probably a quarter-mile loop that you do. It's all lit up, and cross-country, you can do the... what they call the skate skiing style. Is that Nordic? I do the classic. Snowshoes, they have the luge over here, so if you've heard of the Muskegon Luge, that's where that complex is at. But yeah, it's all lit. And they groom it.
I think it cut out in the middle of your transmission. I'm not sure if you can hear me or not. This is KFA-EDQ.
Yeah, it's possible. I said it's all lit over here, groom the trails. They have a 2.5K, a 4K, and a 5K. If you heard of the luge over here in Muskegon, that's that complex where they have they do some training on it too. But, yeah, they have all kinds of stuff here at the complex. It's all lit and groomed.
Yeah, Roger. I heard pretty much everything you said there. It cut off at a weird moment, so I thought I lost you. But I heard everything. Yeah, that the luge, I've never heard of it, but... that sounds like an excellent facility. Excellent. I'm glad that you make use of it. Is that something you do fairly regularly?
Not as much as I'd like, because when you're down single digits and sub-zero, it's not that comfortable. But tonight, it's, 16, so it wasn't too bad. Able to get out there and enjoy it. I pay for the seasonal pass, but if you go look up the Muskegon, Winter Sports Complex, you'll see all the stuff they have to offer.
Yeah, Roger. Sometimes there's not too much to do around when it's winter like this, and that sounds like an excellent activity. it's awesome. Well, I'm on, I don't have a mobile station for GMR, so I'm usually using a handy, walkie-talkie. So I'm limited on battery power. I'm out here in the garage. I don't know. I got three dogs. I don't think we've ever spoken before, but I have three dogs, and we're hanging out here in the garage, and I gave them all each a bullet stick to munch on for a little while, something to break up the monotony. So that's what I'm doing right now. How long of a drive do you have to get back to your house?
About 4 minutes, depending on... how slow everybody else in front of me is going. Yeah, we're kind of blessed with having that complex. We got a lot here to try to do. We have nice snowmobile trails, and the trail's been open. I mean, they're not as nice as UP, but we do have a snowmobile trail system for that, and ice skating rink, and there's stuff to do. I don't snowmobile anymore. But that sports complex is pretty neat. So, like, on Saturdays, after the first year, they actually serve cocktails out there at the bonfires, and they got a warming tent. So if you can set out, I think like 4 or 5 different fire pits that they have. And that's what I did. I got off the trail, and I had the quote-unquote world's best hot chocolate, sat down by the fire, and watched a little rabbit staring at me because I was sitting by his fire.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I bet you the wildlife does come up by there to warm up, because I parked my truck in the driveway, and my neighbor, he feeds squirrels and birds and whatnot. He puts out bird seed and corn kernels for all the wildlife, and I popped the hood I was doing the brakes on my pickup like a couple weeks ago, and I was in my dad's garage. And I pop the hood, and there's a squirrel up underneath in my hood, staring right back up at me. Shoo that thing out of there. I have my have you on my radio. Your name is Scott, if I'm not mistaken. My name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll let you go for now because you're close to the QTH. So it's been a pleasure speaking with you. This is KF8EDQ 73, my friend. I'll be clear in your final.
All right, Mike. Thanks for being my virtual co-pilot for a little bit. And have a good night. Enjoy sitting out there with the dogs. And I'm going to get home, get these holes off. Why is every jerk who drives fast in a pickup truck? That guy was doing 60 miles an hour, 40 mile an hour lane, and his roads are covered in ice. Ah, it never fails. Anyways, that's our public education system failing us, I guess. Have a good night, WDAY.
KCKJO, statewide 1.
KFADPZ, statewide 1.
KFADPZ, KCKJO, how's it going, Cliff?
Hey, Tom, not too bad. How you been?
Just got home about an hour ago from Holland. Take care of an aircraft manufacturer. And we're going to do Holland and Greenville, but then ended up doing two Holland and coming home.
Now, that was quite a hike. I'm just getting done with the DoorDash run and going to be pulling into my driveway in a couple of minutes here. Didn't do too bad tonight, though. I was out for 3 hours, made over $50.
Well, there you go. Keeps you busy. Yeah, and tomorrow I got to go to my cardiologist at McLaren McComb, or what it used to be called, McClellan's General. And then I got to shoot out to Grand Rapids, and then from Grand Rapids we do Greenville run tomorrow, and then we're all to send us.
You know, out of all the people we know, I think you're the only person who puts more miles on your vehicle than I do.
I have my full size since October, and I've got 18,000 miles on it now. And then my Transit that I had, the little one that you remember seeing, that one I got prior October or somewhere around there. No, March. Right until October, I had 65,000. So already within the past year, I've driven about 80,000 miles.
Yeah, you're doing about four times what I do. On the average, in a year of DoorDash, and I do about 25,000 miles.
In an average 2 years, I do between 150 to 180,000 miles per vehicle, and I've had 12 of them.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't mind driving, but I think that much would drive me nuts.
Well, I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it at all. You know, sometimes if we're going to the same place and it's, you know, we got a couple short hops, whatever, my coworker will grab me and then we'll go up in just his vehicle. We'll go wherever they send us. And becoming pretty popular on the west side of the state.
Well, you know, if you get the job done, you're going to keep wanting you to come back. That's a good thing for you. That's job security.
Well, between the both of us, we have over 80 years experience, you know, combined. Or, no, 60. I got 30. I got 33. He's got 30. So I'll put both of our experiences together, and we do access, card access, cameras, and bird. And we have to do we'll tackle a fire system because my coworker, Brad, he's a nice at level 2, so he can touch fire. I can't. But I can touch it when he's there with me. So we pretty much tackle whatever's thrown our way.
You know, sometimes I almost think I'd enjoy that kind of work. Keeps your mind on the active side, too, you know? You know, this dash and stuff, it's a little on the brainless side. You pick stuff up, take it to the right address, drop it off.
You pick things up and drop them down.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I did for the second half of my career at Stellantis, too. I just picked stuff up, took it somewhere, and put it back down.
That keeps me busy, you know. Hey, are you going to go to that Sunday brunch next Sunday? Not this one coming up, but February 8th?
There's a chance that I can make that one, yeah. If it was this coming Sunday, it was going to be a no. My RC Club annual meeting is this Sunday. It's when we renew our memberships and stuff like that. And it's also the day I plan on getting into my Escape and replacing the blower motor, which is edging towards failing.
Oh, got the squeakies going?
No, not the squeaky thing.
really bad vibration that shakes the whole car when it's running at full speed.
Yeah, bearings are going on it.
Yeah, I already got the motor. It's just where it's at, it's a bit of a pain in the ass to get to. But it doesn't look like it's going to be too much worse than doing my lady's brother's 2014 Dodge Neon. The blower motor is buried under the console all the way up against the firewall. Now, at his, you just pull a couple of trim pads out of the way on the right-hand side and shove a couple of wires out of your way, and you're pretty much staring at the motor. On this thing, you got to disconnect the battery, take off the accelerator pedal and unplug it so you can unplug the blower motor. Then you got to go to the other side, take out the glove box, pull the body control module, the body control module bracket, and then take off the HVAC housing so you can get at the motor, which is just twist locked in.
I miss the old school cars where the blower motor was in the engine bay, and you just took out four screws, pulled it out, unplugged it, put in a new one, plugged it in.
Yeah, that was nice. GM was very considerate that way. Those were always easy to get at. And on the Durango, mine has rear heat and air as well, but the front blower motor, it's up front on the passenger side, sticking right out of the housing. You just reach up underneath there, unplug the wire, take out three screws, and it falls in your hand.
A lot easier than replacing those fog lamps that you got to turn the tire one way, or the headlights, you got to turn the tire one way, take the cover off, go in there with a number 10, pull it out, put the new bulb in, put it back in, put the number 10 back in, put that cover back on, and hopefully it doesn't fall out while you're driving.
Are you talking about the fog light or the headlamp?
The headlamp. You got to go in there, get twisted out, pull the bulb off, put the bulb in, and twist it back, but or you got to like loosen it up and take it off the front. Oh, it was a pain in the ass.
Basically, all I ever had to do to change those out, depending on which one I was working on, I was just crank the steering wheel all the way to that side to be a little easier to get in, snap out that cover to the access, so I could stick my hand up in there and change it, no problem.
Yeah, I always had a trouble with it. Now, with the Escalade, you got to take the trim plate off the front underneath the, you know, on top of the hood. You got to take that off, move that over the way. Then you got to loosen the bolts, pull the whole headlight assembly out, disconnect it from the wiring, bring it in, and you got to flip it over, take out the ballast, put a new ballast in, take out the FID bulb with gloves, put the new bulb in there, put it right together, put it in there, snap the enclosure, and that thing's worse. And if you do it, if you touch that bulb, you'll blow up the first time you turn it on.
Oh, yeah, the wonderful halogen bulbs with coolant right on the glass. You touch it, you wipe it off, and they melt. Yeah, I remember those.
9.5 hours of overtime for this week.
Well, that ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Well, I got 1 hour of overtime for Friday. You know, that's after I turn my time. 1 hour on Monday, 3 hours stay for travel. And then I'm on call, so that's another 4.5 hours I clean. So, 9.5 hours of overtime.
That's my kind of bookkeeping. Doing DoorDash, I get to deduct mileage, right? So basically what I do with that is I just make sure I'm in the app the whole time. I'm not running around. Even if I pause it, stuff like that, every one of those miles counts.
Well, since it's a company vehicle, I don't get paid for mileage. But when I drove my personal vehicle, I was making 50 cents a mile. I was clearing out another additional $600 a month in just mileage.
And I think you can deduct the mileage on your taxes when you use your personal vehicle for business.
Yeah, if I exceeded the standard deductible.
Well, what you do is you just run the numbers. Because, well, you know, there's your personal deduction and all that stuff that you get to do. But you just run the numbers on it. And, you know, government's paying 70 cents on the mile for a past tax year.
Yeah, but I don't think that my company vehicles. And if my company vehicle's in the shop, then I got a rental. So doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, I hear that. But those 25,000 miles that I mentioned, that's good for like nearly $17,000 in deductions on the money I've made. It's like I'm going to pay almost no taxes on my DoorDash income.
Yeah, well, nice is on Friday when I see the big bump in pay. You know, because I make $56 an hour in overtime, you know, per hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice and healthy. Used to make that kind of money when I was still working at the plant.
Makes for a nice retirement for you.
Yep. Ain't complaining about now either. The DoorDash money is all play money.
My pension covers the bills with a little bit left over every month. And I just do this for open charge to cash in the pocket.
That's all that matters. Are you drawing full pension now, or are you drawing half pension until you retire? Because you're what, 61?
Now, the way it works for us, because, like, you know, this will apply to Brian, too, when he finally retires. The way it works for us, up until we're 62, we get a base pension amount, but then we also get a pension supplement. And that is almost as much as the base pension amount. And then once we hit 62 and 1 month, we lose the pension supplement, but the regular pension goes up. So, yes, I am still drawing a full pension through all of this. But then, they drop the pension supplement because at 62 you can pull your Social Security. I'm basically looking at when that happens, which is going to be a little over a year from now, I'm looking at about $1,000 a month increase in the money coming in, coming in every month.
Time to get an idea, Rick.
Technically, I already have one. That TYT-TH9800, the left VFO is a quad band. It does 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter.
Well, that'll work. All right, dude, I'll let you get into the house. I got to do a couple other things here and then get ready for bed. It's got to be up early in the morning to be out west. So I'll say on your final, and I'll catch you on the radio sometime tomorrow.
All right, you copy that. Try and get some sleep tonight, Tom. This is KF8DBZ, 73s. Good evening, and I am clear.
73, KCK Joe Clear.